Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy Friday. We made it to the end of the traditional work week. And Steve Miggs, I can't help but feel a little bit of sadness that we're not playing in the World Series tonight.
I know. I just saw it. I was like looking at my little schedule of what's going on tonight. I said, oh, the World Series is at 5 p.m. on Fox. I'm like, I am not watching that.
Are we boycotting?
I mean, for right now, something is going to probably happen during the game where I'm like, I need to. I love playoff baseball.
Of course.
But I don't know if I really want to watch playoff baseball when we got so close to being to the World Series.
It feels like I don't know why, though. I feel like the entire country seems to be rooting for our Canadian team.
Yeah, I don't think anyone likes the Dodgers.
I don't think anyone likes the Dodgers except for L.A.
Yeah. I think they've become the new New York Yankees in a sense that they bought their team.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean? It was like $300 million or something like that. It's like a ridiculous amount of money they've spent on this team. So it's not, I don't know. I think people rather root for the underdog, not
yes.
to say that. I mean, Toronto's, I hate saying this, but it's a good story.
Yeah.
They went from worst to first. I mean, and now they're in the World Series. They haven't been there in forever.
It's Geddy Lee's favorite band.
I failed to remember that part. Thanks for reminding me.
Let's get into the Daily Migs download, Steve.
Yeah.
Knowledge is power.
So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
a.k.a. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And today, it's a special day. I think it's the day that we celebrate every day, and that's National Crazy Day.
Ooh.
Which got me thinking, well, if someone put me on the spot and said, hey, what's the craziest thing about your friend Taryn Daly?
Oh, God. I don't even want to know.
My first thought was your obsession with Rush. But because of what's going on right now with your getting ready for your big Halloween party, I might put your willingness to just let people just live at your house for extended periods
yeah.
of time. Like, that just seems so bonkers to me. I'm not saying it's bad, but it's just not a world that I've ever been in where, like, it's just like, you know what? You want to come over for, like, the next 8 days?
Yes!
Like, that might be, like, a once every couple of years thing in our household.
Well, and the amount of decorations that she's putting up at our house right now, I mean, not only does it take days to set up, yeah. but it takes days to tear down. So she might be staying with us through, like, Monday.
Oh, my goodness. For a Halloween party.
A Halloween party! It's tomorrow!
That's so crazy.
So excited.
See, that is crazy. So happy National Crazy Day.
Back at you, Steve.
Thanks. Okay. Last night it was crazy on the ice as Joey Decord, he was a brick wall, stopping all 32 shots as the Kraken shut out Winnipeg 3-0. Now, it says 3-0, but the game was a lot closer than 3-0. It was 1-0 up until the very end, thanks to Jaden Schwartz, who scored a goal. And then the next two goals that they scored were empty netters.
Oh.
So, I mean, obviously, the Jets were just getting desperate. They were just trying to put a puck in the net. They just couldn't do it against Joey Decord. So, Jaden Schwartz got another goal, empty netter. And then Jordan Eberle got one as well. But I thought one of the more interesting things about yesterday's game, it was like family feud on the ice. Did you see? So they had the two brothers. You have Hayden Fleury, who plays with the Jets, used to play with the Kraken for a half a second, and Cale Fleury, who plays with the Kraken, going head-to-head. But the more interesting battle was between the Winnipeg Jets, Brad Lambert, and you're like, okay, well, who on the Kraken has the last name of Lambert that's on the ice? Nobody. But our coach's last name is Lambert, Lane Lambert, and that's his uncle.
That's so wild.
I know. I thought that was kind of funny. Kraken are back on the ice tomorrow night, taking on Edmonton.
Although we're not in the World Series, we want to give a big congratulations to the manager of our Seattle Mariners, Dan Wilson. He has been named Sporting News AL Manager of the Year, voted on that by his peers, which is really cool.
Yep.
Also, a couple Mariners are finalists for the AL Silver Slugger Team of the Year. Cal Raleigh, Jorge Polanco, Julio Rodriguez, all up for Silver Slugger honors because they each had pretty standout seasons. Let's recap. Cal Raleigh, record-breaking home runs. Polanco, clutch extra base streaks. And Rodriguez,
doubles left and right.
A 30-30 season for the second year in a row. And the winners are going to be announced on November 7th.
Also, the team is up for like the Silver Slugger team. I think they're up against the Blue Jays, so we don't lose to them again. Or the New York Yankees. So,
go Mariners.
I think when we get further and further, maybe next year after they win the World Series, we'll look back on this year being a really fun year.
Because next year is our year, Steve.
It definitely is. I know a lot of people are very bummed about this. I've been getting messages about it. I've seen some of my friends post about it as well because they used to either work there or are currently working there. Sadly, no longer because the Rock Wood-Fired Pizza, they're shutting doors to most of their South Sound locations. Renton, Covington, Federal Way. The one I used to go to in Puyallup, Tacoma. I used to go to the Tacoma one after playing hockey all the time. And Lacey, great pizza, just great vibes there as well. After nearly 30 years in business, the Auburn location and the Lake Taps Parkway one will remain open. King 5 did a big report on it and talked to some customers as well. And here's some of that. If it's up, gotta turn that thing up. There we go.
And so literally walking up the stairs here and it's like, hey, did you know the Rock's closing? What? So I have no idea why. It's kind of a local staple, so sad to hear that. Sad to hear that. I hope everything's okay.
King 5 reached out to the owners to learn why these closures are happening, but we have not yet heard back.
Well, hopefully they hear back from them.
Yeah, no kidding.
Man, did you ever go there?
Absolutely.
What was your pizza?
I mean, I will eat any pizza, Steve. I'm not, like, very picky. But my favorite toppings in the world are pepperoni, green pepper, and mushroom.
I can't remember what was on. It was kind of like a white pizza. It was like, I think it was like the California. I can't remember. My generation.
Oh.
My generation was freaking awesome.
Now I'm getting hungry.
And their buckets.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
I think they limited it to 2 buckets per person because sometimes.
Smart.
They cut up to you a little quickly.
They did.
Hey, like you mentioned, the World Series is happening tonight. If you want to.
Nah.
Yeah, 5 o'clock on Fox. You got the Blue Jays taking on the Dodgers in Toronto. As far as weather, in a high of 58 degrees, the DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. And that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
All this week, we have been having quite a bit of fun with a listener named Alicia, who, very lucky, she won some Seahawks tickets through her work, but she's been very conflicted about who she should take with her to the game.
Her dad or her husband.
That's a tough choice, but we had her dad and her husband go head-to-head in some Seahawks trivia yesterday, and the dad was the victor. But then her husband decided to challenge the wife. He wants to go head-to-head with her to see who goes with dad. So she agreed, and we're going to put them to a Seahawks test. At 6:20.
Okay,
let's go, Rush.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
If you have been following along this week, a rockaholic named Alicia won some Seahawks tickets from her work and was very conflicted whether she would take her dad to the game or her husband to the game. So we put the dad and the husband against each other in a game of Hawks trivia, and the dad prevailed.
And thanks to the rockaholics, we've all been texting you with their opinions, and one rockaholic's like, just put them in the test. Whoever knows more about the Seahawks should go to the game with Alicia. And, well, we found out her dad knows more about the Seahawks.
But then the stakes got raised even a little bit higher, and husband Lucas has suggested that he go head-to-head against his wife, Alicia, to see who will go to the game with dad.
And shocking, if I was Alicia, I'd be like, no, too bad, so sad. I won the tickets for my work. I'm not even going to risk losing these tickets,
no way.
But she said she's up for a good time. So we got them all back on the line?
Hello.
Good morning. All right, we're going to do another best of seven series. Yes, Steve Miggs?
Yes, first of four correct will win. So we're going to ask a question. You both get to yell, Lucas, yell husband if you think you know the answer, and Alicia, yell wife if you think you know the answer. So if you buzz in first, you get it wrong, your opponent can steal. First of four takes the series and gets to go to the game with Clay, the dad. Are you ready?
Let's go.
All right, first
Just
question.
Sorry in advance, honey.
Ooh.
Lucas, good luck to you. All right, here we go. Who holds the franchise record for most career rushing yards in a Seahawks uniform?
Wife.
Oh, yep.
Sean Alexander.
That is, dude, how about 9,429 yards, which also means that you are up 1-0 in this.
Wow.
All right, next question. Which coach has the most wins in Seahawks history?
Husband.
Okay.
Holgram. Mike Holgram.
Wrong.
What?
No, that is not right. Mike Holmgren is not the right answer. Do you know this, Alicia?
Oh, my God. Do I know this? It's Pete Carroll. We love Pete Carroll. Hello.
Petey.
Good old Pete Carroll. He's doing great over in Las Vegas right now.
Oh, yeah.
Said nobody ever. All right. You're up 2-0, Alicia. Next question. Which stadium did Seattle use temporarily back in 1994 and then later on in 2000 when their regular home was unavailable because it was just not available or was under construction?
Wife.
Okay.
Husky Stadium.
That upsets Taryn Daly over here.
Disgusting. horrible place.
Disgusting, what's not horrible is that the wife, our friend Alicia right now, is up 3-0. What's going on, Lucas?
Maybe he's going easy because he knows where his bread is buttered.
I just have nothing to say right now.
All right, well, you've got another chance. You can hopefully stop it from it being a big sweep. All right, after winning the NFC Championship against the 49ers in 2013, Richard Sherman went off on in an interview yelling, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a sorry receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get. Don't you ever talk about me. Who did he say this to?
Wait.
Okay.
Aaron Andrews.
Well, let's check.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game.
You are correct.
Yeah.
And you just crushed your husband, Lucas, 4-0.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Lucas. Crushed you.
This was the result I was kind of hoping for. Want that father-daughter bonding moment.
Lucas, we have one thing to say to you.
Don't you open your mouth about the best.
And the best has to be Alicia, your wife.
I'm embarrassed.
I would be too.
Right?
Lucas, I tell you, your performance, let's just check with Richard Sherman to say how you did.
Mediocre.
Okay, you did, yeah.
Congratulations, Alicia and Clay. You're going to the game together.
Woo, thank you so much. This is even more fun than just just winning the ticket.
The Daily Mix Show.
So Rock. Fantastic. 206-803-ROCK is our phone number, and we want to know if you are a true fan of all kinds of music. If so, we want to chat with you right now, so give us a call, 206-803-ROCK. If you are a true fan of all kinds of music.
So any kind of music.
Any kind of music.
All right.
206-803-ROCK, and we'll take those calls after Red Hot Chili Peppers. Over the past 50 years, Steve Miggs, a lot of catchy songs have come out, but the catchiest was voted, and it's YMCA.
It's probably play for you, huh? Like, if anyone doesn't know this song, but
what are the lyrics?
It's fun to stay at the YMCA. It's fun to stay at the YMCA.
I always think about these kind of moments. I don't know why my brain goes down this road, but whenever it's like disco-y songs, weird, quirky songs, what was it like to be in the studio?
Oh.
Like, imagine being like the engineer or like some intern that maybe like your cup of tea is not this. And then you're in the studio and you're like, what are we doing, guys? This is awful.
I mean, do you think they had any idea then that all these years later, this would be voted the catchiest song of the last 50 years?
And I can't, oh man, I'm watching this video. Hey, I'm so out there. But I can't argue. It is catchy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm good if I never hear it again, though.
Yeah. But if you go to like any wedding or any, you know, kids event, like it's probably going to end up on the playlist.
Okay, this statement is not about the kids event, but more so the wedding. They usually are smart and they wait until like closer to midnight when people are good and drunk. And then they pop it on because then even dumb, drunk Steve who does not want to ever hear it. But if I had a couple too many tequilas in me, all of a sudden my arms are going in the air and I'm poorly spelling the song out.
It's a classic.
Okay. So I thought it'd be kind of fun though because I'm looking at this list, Taryn. There's not a single rock song.
No.
Not a single rock song that they consider to be the catchiest song of all time. So I figured, why not put our rockaholics to the test and see if they can figure out these non-rock songs that have been voted as the...
Joe Dredd. We got to talk to Joe Dredd. He's like the ultimate rock fan.
Yes.
Yeah, but you know, I do love lots of different genres, so throw it at me. I'm probably going to nail it. As long as it's not something like in the last 20 years.
No, honestly, no, it's not in the last 20 years. These are some old-ass songs. And Joe,
listener, so let's play this game.
Joe, I feel like you're going to crush this. I don't even think it's going to... I'm going to start it from the beginning and see how long it takes.
Okay, hold on. Before we jump into this, I want to let you guys know that you were talking yesterday that it was the anniversary of the first performance by Pearl Jam as Mookie Blaylock at the off-ramp.
Yes.
I was there.
Oh. Now you're just bragging, Joe.
Well, yes, I am.
Was there a standout... Before we get to the game, because you brought it up, was there a standout moment? I mean, obviously, like, they're a brand new band. You don't know any of their songs, but was there a moment while you're watching, you're like, oh, this is going to be a special band, like a certain song or whatever it was?
Tell you the truth, no. I really don't remember much about it because I was drinking at the time.
Uh-huh. All right. All right, Joe, let's put you to the test. Let's see if you can name this catchy song.
Okay, no, this is great. This is great because when I was waiting for you guys to pick up, I asked my wife, I go, what should I say is the catchiest song? She goes, oh, it's got to be Dancing Queen by ABBA.
Oh, my goodness.
What did I say? Yep.
Nailed it, Joe.
This is considered to be the second catchiest song of all time. Yeah, I'm okay if I never hear that song ever again in my life.
Let's check in with Michaela from Oak Harbor, also a rocker, I understand.
Yes, I am. Hello.
What's going on, Michaela? So I feel like this song, even though it's not a rock song, this artist definitely incorporated a lot of rock artists, usually when he needed a good guitar solo. Some would say he's the king of pop. Michaela, are you still there?
Yeah, I am.
Do you know who this is?
Oh, gosh. You know, I think it's the Nerves calling in the first time on air.
Oh! This might help, hearing his voice.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Is that Michael Jackson?
Yes!
Nailed it! Nice work, Michaela.
Billie Jean?
I am the
Steve, do we have time for one more?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's get George from Federal Way on the phone. Good morning, George.
Good morning.
George, are you ready for your song?
I'm ready. Let's go.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Cyndi Lauper.
I mean, like less than 5 seconds into it, and you instantly knew what it was.
And she's going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
As she should.
Yeah.
You're going to make fun of me. She should also be in the Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame.
Oh, God, here we go.
She definitely was the bridge from wrestling being like this underground thing to becoming a pop culture phenomenon. Like, legit, like she embraced it. Captain Lou Albano's in this music video.
Oh.
She showed up on the WWF and helped sell tickets for WrestleMania.
Everything relates back to wrestling.
Everything is.
It's the glue that holds it all together, Steve.
Yes. There's Captain Lou. He played her dad.
Oh.
He used to pierce rubber bands into his cheek.
Ouch.
Gangster. Also a song I'm okay with never hearing for the rest of my life, though.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think that you have what it takes to beat Steve? This man is sitting with a record of 335 wins, 111 losses, and 98 ties this year. 206-803-ROCK is our number, and we will play Beat Migs at 650.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.